All right. I'm writing myself a note right now. I'm making myself a little note here. No, I'm not going to play that. I'm done with that replacement song. 10:42 the time, 18 minutes shy of 11 o'clock. No. It's some people may like it out there. Not my cup of tea. It's done on the midday show, on the morning show, whatever. Something that's not done, and we're glad they're here. Local artists that are quite legendary around town. And Chris, by the way, has a brand new album out. Called Crazy Bad Love You. He brought along Ray Weston to help him out on the drums. Right now, I'd love for you to do me a favor and welcome Chris Amadeo and Ray Weston on the Midday Show.
Pensive traveler seeks to understand the other side. Making sense of wonder, watch your star best go all the way to the other side. Once bitten, got the sense of believing, always something worth seeing on the other side. The world feels broken, crazy with the times. Everybody's lying, they're propagating crime. Your eyes so we can see the other side. Hesitant believer, ragged faith, lonely navigator to the other side. Demons and angels, wide range of options in hearts that veer to the other side. World feels broken, crazy with the times. Everybody's lying, they're propagating crime. No one's civil anymore in the midst of civil war. Great eagle in the sky, give us your eyes so we can see the other side. The other side. The other side. The other side.
Ah, yes. All right, thank you. Well, thanks, Ed. Thanks for having us. I'm Chris Amadeo. With me,
Ray Weston.
Ray Weston, who's now an American citizen, yeah. Hailing from Scotland. Hope you can hear him back there. Yeah, exactly. So we're happy to share a few songs from the new album called Crazy Bad Love You. This is a song called Vagabond Soul.
To be one of you, One of the ones who always knew what to do. One of the ones we celebrate. One of the ones considered great. Beauty, the fate. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, one of those. Who make the rules in happenstance is the provenance of all delight. And the way I see it, the way I really feel, I want love that's given, not love I have to steal. I was born to roam this world, a vagabond soul. You saved me so I could have another chance to live. It's how I really feel. Father, you lover of my mother, talk to me. Let our silence be over. Talk to me. Yeah, talk to me. Lonely boy, fragile and coy, stolen away in your shiny car, very far away. Yeah, shiny car. Your shiny car. Who is you taking me? Those memories, memories of him too few. So I hold them sweetly, the way I really feel. I want love it's given, not love I have to steal. I was born to roam this world, a vagabond soul. Great Mother, come remind me that I am whole. I was born to roam this world, a vagabond soul. I was born to roam this world, a vagabond soul. And the way I see it is the way I really
soul. So on the album, this one's probably the closest thing to Don Henley meeting Donna Summer. this is called Crazy Bad Love You. It's a title track. So
can't change the past, all the stuff going down in Afghanistan and Ukraine. Wounds of war don't heal fast. We need peace, not the threat of annihilation for men gone mad. Sleeping with ghosts in my dreams. Woke to this mantra, I felt a funky sense of freedom instead. Crazy man, I love you. 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 Wish I could cure COVID-19. The culture devolving, just something obscene. Pretty people preen, while the locusts descend to eat everything. Sleeping with ghosts in my dreams. Woke to this mantra, I felt a funky sense of freedom instead. Crazy man, I love you. 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 Slowly laid to waste. People in power, people in clout. Their lips keep moving, and like undetected poison, the lies spill out. Crazy man, I love you. Crazy man, I love you.
Chris Amadeo along with Ray Weston and the title track to his new album, Crazy Bad Love You. We heard The Other Side and Vagabond Soul. We're going to have them in here for a couple of minutes and have a conversation with Chris and Ray on the other side. Little Otis Redding and Hey Hey Baby. I thought I'd give you some Otis Redding on your walk in the door. Welcome to Chris Amodeo, Ray Weston. How you doing today?
Great.
Otis, my man.
Thank you. Yeah, that Otis Redding track, that was something. That was great. That was bouncing around. Yeah, it was great.
All right, well, I'm glad. Yeah. You know what? I picked the perfect song for the two of you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's quite a compliment.
Hey, listen, I've got a quick shout out. I've got a friend in Dunoon in Scotland who's not doing very well, Gordon McFall. Hey, take it easy. And also to my friends Serendipity Rabbit Paw, who are doing very well right now in the music charts in the UK. I've been playing on their records.
Your friend that's not doing very well.
He's not doing very well. Gordon is not doing so good, and I want to send him love, you know, healing vibes,
yeah, absolutely,
all that stuff, you know.
Yeah. All right.
And also Serendipity Rabbit Paw.
Fantastic. So what we're going to do is we're going to podcast this. Well, I'll record it. We'll put it on a podcast, and we'll make sure that Gordon gets the link to it.
Awesome. Thank you.
I love that. Ray Weston, what an amazing job on the drums. By the way, Chris, I'll get to you in just a second.
Yeah,
Mr. Fantastic album writer. great job on the drums there, Ray. So Chris, the new album, Crazy Bad Love You.
Yes.
The title track itself, what went into the writing of the title track?
The title track was, as the lyrics said, I woke to this mantra, felt a funky sense of freedom and sad. So I literally, as many of my songs do come in dream time. So I woke up, I had this crazy bad love you, crazy bad love you, crazy bad love you, crazy bad love you going through my head.
Right.
And I thought, better pay attention to that. So honestly, it really is, it sums up kind of the state of the world, you know, kind of filtered and distilled through a variety of lenses. I had to clean it up for the radio show.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
There's another word I use for the stuff going down in Afghanistan and Ukraine, and it, you know, brought in COVID-19, you know, all just the stuff that we've all navigated in the past couple of years.
Right. And in the putting together of this album, selecting the songs to put on, because you're a prolific writer, so you quite literally, am I crazy in saying that you've got hundreds of songs that you could put on the album?
Yeah, no, I don't have that many.
All right.
If I did, Ray would be, he'd be sleepless. He's the one that's always saying, no, man, we've got too many songs.
You actually did the Scottish accent pretty well there.
Well, my whole musical odyssey is kind of constellated around, but he's basically seen me from the very beginning as a fledgling. You know, I'd practically never even played in a coffee shop when I'd started writing songs, and so
I gave him lessons in the Scottish dialect as well.
Yeah, you did.
Absolutely.
Well.
You
may know this. I get my Scottish dialect lessons. I get them from a guy named Ray Hudson, who calls soccer games. Yeah, he used to be a Scottish soccer player, a football player.
Oh, did he really?
Yes, yeah, Ray Hudson. And now he's the greatest color analyst in all of soccer.
Ray Hudson, awesome. Are you kidding? He's the one that he creates adjectives for Messi.
Yes.
He's the one that basically worships Lionel.
Yes.
Oh, that great. that guy.
He's magisterial.
Yes, that's good. Magisterial. That's good. My son would like that. He played college soccer. So I've spent a lot of time as a Yankee on soccer pitches.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Likewise.
That's good.
So Vagabond Soul, is that kind of a is that you? Are we talking about you?
I would say I'm definitely a self-revelatory songwriter. I mean, I do a combination. There are personal aspects and of course transpersonal aspects to it. Vagabond Soul definitely is. I was speaking of me. That I would say it's the most. It was the more vulnerable song.
Right.
That's why I kind of put it in track three. I didn't want to lead with it. Plus, a lot of thought went in. This album is really designed for people like me as far as music that I come from. I'm a child of the 70s.
Right.
So when I put albums on, I put it on, the needle on. Remember that, folks? There are people that go, needle?
Needle?
Anyway, yeah, and then listen to the whole record, turn it over, listen to it. It's so... From the beginning to the end of the album, it's kind of a journey. There's a lot of cohesion thematically, and yet, you know, the songs vary.
So placement of the songs on the albums, let's say from first to second to third, that is as important as the songs themselves?
To me, it's crucial. The how you end a song and lead Just so, because it's like my intent is to take the listener on a journey.
Right.
So, and we live in a society now, the culture where, you know, people have the attention span of gnats. Right. Everything's thrown at you at once. And so, you know, some people have said to me, you know, you got to figure out what's more current. Like my kids have just said, look, Dad, you need to put some hip hop into the bridges of your songs, and then people would pay attention instead of the 45 people out in the planet Earth that are listening to your song. So anyway, and I'm like, well, I just can't do that because it's not me. I couldn't rap my way out of it to save my life.
But you did happen to marry Donna Summers and Don Henley for some reason.
Yeah, that was my kind of joke. The Crazy Bad Love You, doing that, that's the first time I've ever done that song live, stripped down like that. Typically, you know, a lot went into that track, and it's the most, it's kind of a quasi-disco-y. So I just said to you, it's like Don Henley meets Donna Summer.
Right.
Right. I love Donna Summer, by the way.
Well, yeah, I do. I love them both, Don Henley.
Me
and
too.
And wouldn't that be a great combination, actually?
Actually, yes.
That would actually make it a great duo.
So there. Vagabond Soul, yeah. So that, the beginnings and endings.
Right.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it.
Right. So when you write music, Ray, you were going to say something, I thought.
But I don't think I was, actually. Right. I was more intent listening. Maybe I was going to say, when you were talking about music there, it seems to be a lot of the kids now are into the celebrities rather than the actual music, you know? And that was a good point that Chris made. You know, the actual, an album, as it used to be, it was a piece. An album was a journey.
Right.
These days, I'm not so sure about that. It's a lost art.
It's a single hit and then a lot of filler in some cases.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And maybe, I mean, I'm not sure, but you know, it doesn't seem to be a lot of thought into it, and it's more about the celebritism. Not easy for me to say.
Right.
But it came out well.
It did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And we also have a culture that really does. I'm hesitant to say the word worship. However, we're definitely an ageist culture.
Right.
So I'm basically, you know, I'm getting up there.
Right.
So
you're almost 30.
Well, yeah, as a songwriter, I mean, like Ray has pointed out to me many times, you know, and he has a really nice, direct way of reminding me. He goes, don't be a singer. You're a songwriter. He says that, you know. Right. And so really, I'm not a guy that goes in and does runs and goes outside of the box. There are so many singers in this world. It, like, we have a plethora of like contest shows with all these singers. And so my hope is, I mean, I would love for someone younger, cooler, hipper, more talented to take one of my songs and run with it. I'm not invested in being the dude that, you know,
so
a star.
You could be you think you could successfully just songwrite without ever getting on stage to sing.
Quite frankly, I think that my albums, which this was the second studio album, right. Lord knows I take long enough to put albums out. But really it's a labor of love, because this isn't, you know, I'm not making my livelihood through music.
Right.
I'd be on the streets if that was the case. So, yeah.
All right. So, Ray, I noticed the Who shirt you're wearing, and it brings up the question of the point you just made, the Who with Quadrophenia and Tommy. Will we ever see albums like that again?
Well, you never know. I mean, there are a lot of young artists out there who listen to the Who and to a lot of that, but I just happened to wear it, but yesterday I just kind of I went back and I started watching the Tommy story,
right?
And it's really interesting listening to Townsend. You know what a guy he was. You know, is I should say. You know, I mean his thought process into writing and the way it kind of translated with the Who,
right,
was just something else.
Right.
You know, I mean, you had four different.
Well, and here's the thing. Think about how young this is. What blows me away. You know, I've refrained from saying that to my kids, but they're not into music. If they were, I mean, and I say it to myself. Think about what those guys did, and they were 20 years old.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. Where did that come from? So, you know, that's why. So Ray and I, one of the band that we do is called The Modern Minds. So this act, really comprises of 70s songs
right.
that you don't normally hear, mm-hmm. you know, that, so anyway, and so that is, you know, I do that very regularly.
Right.
My real love is original music and writing songs and right. doing them. So.
So you mentioned the first song, the others are Crazy Bad Love. When you all of the things that go into having written that song, do you write better from an angry place or a sad place or a place of love? Where do you write best from?
It's you've probably heard this, you know, 100 times before. I've never really been able to just sit down and go, oh, I want to write, alone write a hit song.
Right, but when you're angry at something, can you sit down and write if you're like, you got something on your mind that's making you mad, can you write? Or if you've got something that just depressed you, can you sit down and write?
I would definitely say that the predominant emotion, like I said, the opening track really reveals it all. I've always been a dreamer.
Right.
A pensive traveler seeks to understand the other side. And the line that I was really happy about, that it's true. No one's civil anymore in the midst of civil war. And to me, the current culture feels without the cannons, yet it's an energetic thing. It does feel like civil war to me. And people have in many ways lost the ability to be civil. It's kind of like, I don't need you to believe what I believe. And I hope that you know, we're more than just our beliefs. So, and that's really what I think why comedians serve just an aside. I mean, the way that my brain works is quite mythic and literal. I like books and I'm a nerd. So it's like when I saw The Slap, you know, we all saw The Slap,
right?
Will Smith. I thought it was completely ironic, which there is a song coming on this, but not on this album.
All right.
What I was hit by was, no pun intended, was that he's getting an Academy Award playing the king.
Right.
Okay. Now, historically, the king, the jester, was the only person that could give the king
A
rough time without losing his head. Right. It was just part of the understanding, right? He jested. And so, you know, what we witnessed was the king slapped the crap out of the jester. Okay, that's wrong inherently, regardless of all the feminism stuff that came out of it, the violence, all that.
Right.
To me,
it was that base.
So
I'm kind of an
oddball. Yeah. I tend to look at things, filter things that way, and they kind of show up in these songs. And for me, it's kind of like I actually need the craft just to process my life and the life that we're all, you know, living here. A long time ago, I chose to live it as consciously as possible.
Right. You mentioned your kids aren't into music. They're not musical at all?
Oh, they love music.
Well, I know they love, but do they play music?
They don't play it.
Ray, I always catch you when I think you were going to say something and I cut you off, no?
No, I'm just rubbing my nose up against this.
He likes the feeling.
I'm getting satisfaction.
It's like that movie, Pet the Furry Wall.
As soon as you guys walk out, I got to throw off these mic screens, man. They're gone now forever. Never to be used again. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it's great. I do want to say it's great that we have a local FM radio station. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. As this. Yeah.
It gives, you know, an opportunity for artists to get exposure.
Yeah. Well, we have such great musicians in town. We have such musicians in this area. The two of you are examples of that.
Ray plays with a lot of them, Jason Fetty.
Hey, there's a lot.
Shout out to Mad Dog and the Englishman, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's the last time you were here, was with Jason on the show, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think so, yeah.
But we have just a ton of great local artists. You two are among them. And we welcome local artists all the time.
Thanks.
So where can our listeners find this album that would benefit you the most, or find your swag that benefits you the most?
They can just blurt out, "Hey Siri, play Crazy Bad Love You by Chris Amateo."
Okay.
It's streaming on every platform.
There we go. Sorry, Siri answering.
Why couldn't she find it? It worked for me. Okay, so iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and about 12 other
platforms.
All right. Any gigs?
We're playing this Saturday at Trevor's at the Tracks.
All right, cool.
Which is one of our favorite local venues.
That's right.
Trevor Baird is he just does a great job there. And he definitely promotes music. He's got music there 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So we'll be there Saturday afternoon doing the 70s stuff. And I think we may actually throw in a couple originals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should. You have to.
I need to.
You have to.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Chris Amodeo, Ray Weston. The new album is Crazy Bad Love You. Look for him Saturday night. If you're missing any portion of this conversation or the performance, it'll be up on our website a little bit later on the podcast page, kxfmradio.org. Pull down the podcast tab. There it is. Chris Amodeo, Ray Weston. Thank you so much for being here.
Notice.
Thanks.
All right, now.